This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we're going to get in with David Hellman and talk to him about what he saw at the Senior Bowl. Kevin, the news coming out last night that the Padres are interested in working a deal with the Boston Red Sox. As a matter of fact, they've had discussions about trying to get Mookie Betts.
The Rangers should try to get him.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask you guys. Do you think that the Rangers need to throw their hat in this ring, or are they completely invested in the Nolan Arenado deal and they can't pick up the phone right now?
I mean, if they are, that seems like terrible management. Mookie Betts is, he's a damn fine player. And if you can't try to, I mean, like, this seems like the ideal time to try to run parallel deals and offer this to the Red Sox, offer this to the Rockies, see if you get more traction from one, then out of the other, and then go from there.
Yeah. I won't say that they're doing that. So that's not terrible management. I think JD's great. I think he does a very good job at what he does, but you're right. The mindset has to be, how do we find some leverage here? Because Colorado's asking for the world right now for a guy that doesn't want to play for them. So how can we find some leverage in some way? I still think the Rangers have had the Chris Bryant thing kind of in their pocket if they really wanted to go after it, but it doesn't seem like they're that interested in it because of his grievance thing and some of the other situations that are going on there. But if Mookie Betts is available, is he a better player than Nolan Arenado?
Yes. However, the massive difference is going to be how long you get to keep him. So,
and position. I mean, like you need a third baseman.
You do. That is true. Look, I'll make room for somebody as good as Mookie Betts on my team. But the biggest issue is, and I know Nolan Arenado has an opt-out in his contract in 2 years, but Mookie Betts is only under contract for one more year, and he's going to be an unrestricted free agent. And the idea is that he's going to ask for all the money in the universe, and that's why the Red Sox would even consider doing this. But in Mookie Betts, you've got a player that is freaking awesome, and he's been in the league 6 years. The last 4 years, he's been top 10 in MVP. So the voting's gone like this. Second, sixth, first, and eighth. He's also Gold Glove every single one of those years.
You have a logjam in the outfield.
You do. But he's not a logjam. He's the log. All right. Everybody else can figure it out after him. He is your outfield.
In the 940, what if Betts is only that good because of the Cora help?
Oh, man. But he was good before that. So when Cora got there and he won MVP, but even before that, he was second and sixth in MVP. So I will say I do not believe that is the case.
From
but
the 469,
that's scary.
How good is Betts when he doesn't know what pitch is coming?
Okay, and see, I get that, and that's fair, and that did make me kind of take a step back. And it is true that
he
when
would probably
Cora
take a step back
there,
if he knew that a fastball was coming at his head. Right.
All right. And it is true that he kind of went even to the next level when Cora got there, but he was still really good before.
From the 817, Mookie loves bowling and is really good. Arlington has the International Training and Research Center right next to the ballpark. Entice him via bowling. Well, I mean, it's a trade with the Red Sox. So
No, but you need him to re-sign because you're only going to make that deal for all the assets they're going to want if he's going to stay. So that person is right. You are going to have to convince him to stay. I love it. That's a great idea. Whoever texted that in, you're an effing genius. Thank you.
Hey, come over here and go to the bowling place.
Yes, I hope JD, that was not you. I hope JD
you don't know that.
Is listening right now, and he's like, that is a great idea.
I will say this too. The other thing that showed up today, Sean and RJ made the announcement this morning. John Blake was on last night to talk about it. The Rangers and 105.3 The Fan have agreed to a multi-year contract extension. So we're going to be working with the Rangers as the home of the Rangers for quite some time. And I'm very excited about that, man, because
especially since they're going to get Mookie Betts.
Maybe. But with the new stadium opening and the look forward to spring training and going out to Surprise and talking with Chris Woodward, once a week, man, or every day if we can.
It won't be the same without Delino,
though. Yeah. What's the
that is true.
What's the biggest thing you've ever lost? And when I say big, I'm not actually talking in size.
My dignity.
Most valuable thing you've ever lost. 877-881-1053. Here's the reason I'm asking that. Last year, Kyle Shanahan, or not last year, a couple of years ago, Kyle Shanahan was in the Super Bowl with the Atlanta Falcons. And I don't know if everybody remembers this story or not, but his backpack went missing. Now, clearly, that is evidence that the Patriots were cheating, right?
Sure.
Like, clearly, that's the evidence. I mean, how do you blow a 28-3 lead without, you know, without somebody having information on you?
Hmm.
It turned out that a San Francisco Examiner writer, Art Spander, was the guy who had a
very...
used to
do a night show here.
No, not Arnie Spanier. Was the guy who accidentally picked up the backpack that was below the feet of Kyle Shanahan.
Oh.
He was interviewing him, and he was sitting in a chair, and they both had very similar backpacks, and Spander just picked up the bag and walked off and started doing his thing. And Kyle Shanahan was like, where did my bag go? He said he started panicking, and the Patriots were coming in to do like their interview media time because the Falcons were already done. And he was still there, and he's looking all over the place, and people are like asking him for interviews, and he was like, I hated to blow people off.
You got to find that backpack.
But I'm panicking trying to find my backpack. I knew on my iPad that it was encrypted and there are passcodes and nobody could get into it, but I'm freaking out at this point because I had $30,000 worth of Super Bowl tickets in that backpack.
Oh, my God.
So he's sitting there with $30,000 of Super Bowl tickets missing. He's less concerned about his playbook, which is on an iPad in his backpack, and more concerned about the $30,000 in Super Bowl tickets. Now, that being said, Art Spander, who's a longtime columnist for the San Francisco Examiner, is now covering Shanahan with the 49ers.
Oh, no!
But he said he wouldn't give the backpack back at first because he had to prove that it was his. And so he made him like prove that it was his before he gave him $30,000 in tickets and the offensive game plan back. What's the most valuable thing that you've ever lost?
So I put some thought into this, and it was the value, but also the circumstances that make this the most valuable thing I ever lost.
God, you said stances.
It was my wallet in Minnesota.
What?
So
with your kid?
Yep. So we were up in Minnesota for a summer vacation, and we'd gone to the mall it was the Mall of America, so come on. And so we were going to the Twins game after that. Pull up to the parking lot, reach in to get my wallet, and it's not there. And I start to freak out. And I told it, like, I had to back out. And I was like, I'm sorry. I don't have my wallet, so I don't have any money. And he goes, you know what? That's okay. You can still park here. And I was like, oh, that's really nice. But I'm not about to park at the baseball game where I'm going to be for the next 3 or 4 hours not knowing where my wallet is because I'm thinking, like,
are you going to get hot dogs?
Well, not only that, and, like, because there was a bunch of cash in there, but, like, also your credit cards, your ID, and then that was the other thing I was thinking. Well, how the hell am I going to get home? Like, we're going to fly home. They're not going to let me on the plane without my ID.
That's true.
And I'm just going to be like, say, I'm Kevin from the radio.
Yeah, just trust me. So I'm thinking.
I tried that once. They wouldn't let me on without my ID.
Exactly. And so I'm like, so I'm not going to have any money. I'm not going to have my ID to get back on the plane. I freaked out, man. And we tore out of there, made it back to the mall, and we thought we knew the store that I would have left it in. And I like ran in there, and the guy looked right at me and he goes, did you leave your wallet here? And I was like, I did. Did you find it? Like disproportionately loud. And he goes, I did. Can you tell me what it looks like? And then I was able to tell him exactly what it looked like. And he goes, okay, here you go. I was like, oh, thank
did he take all your money out
of
it?
He did not. He didn't take any of the money out. Ah, man, I thought about it.
That's the appropriate thing to do, right, Shippy, is to kiss the man.
I mean, I thought about it.
I mean, if it's Kevin in this situation.
I really thought about it in that moment. I would have picked him up, bear hugged him, whatever, but I freaked out. And so I was so happy. And then I made it back to the same spot, and we made it to the game, and everything was okay.
Shippy?
When I was a little kid, I lost like a wallet that was super special to me in New Mexico, but I actually ended up getting it back later. But other than that, I really don't lose like valuable things other than my phone one time in a river. That sucked. But other than that, like
at the time, were you living in a van at the time?
I wasn't. Actually, I was with a really highly touted prospect for the Blue Jays. I think
the A's
for the A's. Yeah, no, but I lose stuff like for little periods of time. Like every single day, Lucius like will walk over here and hand me my phone charger because I left it somewhere in here. Like while
that's
I'm loading,
super valuable,
Jesus,
man.
It is super valuable, and so I'll just lose stuff like that. So my life is a constant game of like, where's your phone charger, and also where did you park your car at work?
I've had at least 7 texts come in, Kevin. 877-881-1053 on the AutoFlex Leasing Fan text. Their virginity.
Nice.
That is valuable.
Wow.
Somebody
said
they
looking for
that.
They had a buddy lose an ounce of
marijuana.
Weed. Yes, in their backpack.
You can say that.
Had a $3,500 Les Paul stolen from me. That's a guitar,
oh,
Kevin.
Oh, no. I knew that.
They lost my wife at the fair. Wait, you said valuable. Whoa! Wow!
What would be worse, losing your wife at the fair or losing your wife to an affair?
Mine? Ooh, in my situation, just losing my wife in general would suck. She's so much better than I am at everything. From the 682, I got in a fight with my ex before I got a divorce and threw my wedding ring down the street. I couldn't find it the next morning.
Oh, no.
In my situation, my dad had a Mickey Mantle 8x10 autograph photo, and we can't find it.
Oh, no.
We turned my grandmother's house upside down and could never find that thing. So that, like, that's that. How valuable do you think that is? $7-8 billion.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. So there you go. That's that one right there is.
Oh man, that hurts.
From the 469, the most valuable thing I lost was the chance to celebrate my team winning a World Series when Nelson.
All right. No. From the 903, I lost 7 cows once.
What?
But I didn't really lose them. Jerk stole them. All right. That's tremendously unique.
Hey, we have some ranchers out there, Shippy.
Oh, I love ranchers.
Rancher, so.
Especially Jolly Ranchers.
Okay. From the 972.
They're all just happy and farming.
I lost my TCU class ring, but whatever. Like, I like how quickly that person rolled with the punches. I need to adopt that attitude because I get really upset about things like that. And they're like, it's fine.
From the 972, lost my Dallas Cowboys snapback that my grandma gave me for my birthday when I was 18. I was kind of dumb. It was kind of a dumb move. I was drunk and stuck my head out of the sunroof in my buddy's car.
Classic.
And it flew away.
Oh,
that's the stuff that sucks to lose, where it's when it's got like sentimental meaning like that.
Absolutely.
And not like the monetary value.
Yeah, absolutely, because those things are priceless, shit.
Right?
Or worthless. Either one.
What are you doing?
I'm just kidding.
Piggy.